Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. It is hour number two right here at YSR, and we are going one-on-one with Malik Rose, of course, the 76ers color commentator, NBA champ in 99 and 2003. We want to quickly take time to relive some of those memories with the Spurs, but continue to give us a recap as far as the Sixers this past season and perhaps the type of growth and improvement that you were able to witness.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch the team. And, you know, for a team that lost 65 games this year, one would think it would have been a nightmare. And it really wasn't, man. One thing I always tipped my cap to the Sixers on was each and every night. I could count on one hand max, the amount of games they actually came out and laid an egg. And, you know, you're down 25 by the first timeout in the first quarter. And, you got to, like, sell Kool-Aid the rest of the game. It wasn't like that. These kids played hard, man, and they never really looked at their record. Like, they just thought they could get better each and every day, and I think that's a tribute to, one, them, but two, their coaching staff. I thought Brett Brown did a really good job, and his staff, keeping these young guys, you know, focused on the job at hand, getting them motivated to play each and every day. And I'd say 95% of the time, man, they came out, they gave everything they had, you know, in their shirts, left it on the floor. And that made my job, selfishly, made my job as a color commentator easy, because I wasn't, like, you know, commentating a mop-up game or something. Like, they competed every night, and they got better, to answer your question. Towards the end of the year, this team, man, I swear, like, I used to joke on air at the beginning of the season that they defended worse than a court-appointed lawyer. But towards the end of the year, man, you're looking at a team that was flirting with the top 10 and as far as defensive efficiency goes. So that's really, really a great testament to the hard work they put in, the perseverance they displayed, and I was glad they were rewarded with that.
You know, Malik, I was going to ask you, how difficult was that for you as a color analyst to, you know, keep that energy up, keep those fans believing? Because let's think back, let's reflect what they were 0-17 when they started off this season.
Man, yeah. I didn't think we'd get a win in the calendar year back in 2014, you know, some of those games, man.
But you got to believe,
again,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was like, and to, like, to their credit again, they were the only ones that believed they were going to, you know, win that game. And I think it was at Minnesota, they got their first win, man. And the plane ride back was fun because those guys kind of, it was like a collective exhale, and, you know, they celebrated a little bit, and it was good to see them, you know, smile and be rewarded, because they were putting in honest days worked, man. I mean, for a team that was 0-17, you would think they'd be slacking off and playing and joking and not taking the game seriously. They just, they didn't have much talent. They couldn't compete talent-wise on a night-in, night-out basis most of the time. And in the beginning of the season, it caught them by storm, and it took them a while to learn how to deal with that.
Just a few more minutes with Malik Rose tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And you were talking about the job that Brett Brown has done. He's entering in, what, to his third season. How big of a challenge is that for him to coach these 20-year-olds, to help them understand and, you know, what the NBA culture, what it's all about, and to grow these guys up?
Man, it's funny you brought that up, because I remember talking to Brett about that. You know, we spent time back in San Antonio when we were beating up on the Dallas Mavericks together.
Go easy. Come on, Emily.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, but, you know, Brett Brown, you know, he spent his first, 12, 13 years in the league, maybe 15 years in the league, with San Antonio, with, like, a veteran group like that. And he said one of the things he struggled with was, you know, these guys are 19, 20 years old, and they've never really been coached like that, or, you know, like the verbiage he was saying. Like, in San Antonio, they could change things on the fly, and, you know, if they wanted to trap a pick and roll, they, you know,
we were
black 40 or black 20 or something like that. But here in Philadelphia, he had to call a timeout, draw it up, explain to these guys in no uncertain terms what he wanted them to do. And he said it was just a laborious, a laborious project, because it took so much work to get something like that done. But He enjoyed the challenge, and, you know, those guys are in the gym right now working. So I really think they're improving on that, and maybe they'll be able to, you know, make changes on the fly next year.
Very special interview tonight with Malik Rose, NBA champ, two-time NBA champ, of course, played for the league's best in Greg Popovich, won two titles. I got to ask you this. What were some of the lessons that he taught you?
Man, Pop is a great teacher, man. I mean, he's definitely a mentor in my life to this day. I mean, I can call that guy with a question, and he'll give me his honest, unbiased answer. But I think mostly like hard work. He really taught me, you know, the value, I guess, of a day's work. And one of the lessons, like, you know, I was All-American in college and, you know, thought I could do this, that, and the third. But when I got to the NBA, I mean, it was a sobering, you know, wake-up call. And he taught me that it's not about me, it's about the team. And that's one of the biggest lessons. Like, I always thought if I didn't win my individual battle out there on the floor, I didn't have numbers, you know, to show for a night's work, that I let the team down. And he said, no, as long as we collectively get done what we want to get done, you're part of a unit. You know, we all succeed, but don't look at it on an individual basis. Look at it on the team basis. And that really helped me, because I used to really kind of, you know, crucify myself if I didn't play as well as I thought I should have.
Okay, Malik Rose has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you is, when is Tim Duncan? Is this going to be his last season? When's he going to retire?
I hope he gets one more in. After 20, he can do what he wants. But if he finishes, you know, a cool 20, man, that'll be saying something, man. I mean, that guy was, I mean, 19 years in the league. 19.
Incredible.
I mean, I joke with him, like, he's 130 years old, has one good knee, and still went out there, averaged 17, 11, and 2, and made third-team All-NBA. I mean, that means he was one of the top, what, six or seven power forwards in the game at age 39. In his 19th year in the league, man. I mean, he is truly the best power forward ever to play, in my humble estimation.
It's been truly an honor to have with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, the great Malik Rose. We so enjoy your work, and we'll stay tuned, okay?
Thank you, Alyssa. Thanks for having me. Have a good holiday.
Absolutely. You too. Be safe. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue with our NBA talk.